Salutations. My name is Misty. Welcome to the third season, 25th episode of Choice, My Experience Building Relationship with God. In this episode, I am continuing from the previous episode titled Purposeful Design. Picking up from where I had previously stopped, I was reading out of Psalm 139, New King James Version. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue. But behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You have hedged me behind and before, and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you, for you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. How precious are your thoughts to me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God! Depart from me, therefore, you bloodthirsty men. For they speak against you wickedly. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate them, O Lord, who hate you? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Our Heavenly Father's word indicates to us that He purposefully designed us. His word says, "For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well." It was with purposeful mindfulness that our Heavenly Father designed us, for He formed our inward parts, and He covered us in our mother's womb. Each of us was covered in the womb. God had created the womb to cover us. And even though He designed the womb to cover us, our frame was not hidden from Him. As we were being made in secret and skillfully woven together in that place, that secret place of the womb. God's word says that God is spirit. Therefore, He saw us, our substance yet unformed. There is not a time in our existence, not a time before we existed, that our Heavenly Father hasn't known each of us. His word says out of Psalms 139, "Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed. And in your book, they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them." Understand, loved ones, when His word is saying, "And in your book, they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them." He has a purposeful design, not only in regards to how we are formed in the womb. Also, He has a purposeful design once we are born again. Through Him, through Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah. If you choose to receive Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah as your Lord and Savior, or if you already have and you've drifted away from Him, if at this moment you choose to recommit yourself to Him and return to Him and begin to walk out His ways, by you choosing Him and to walk out His way of doing things in your life, because it's all about choice. For each of us, it's all about choice. However, when we choose, especially when we become parents and we choose His way of doing things once we've received Him as our Lord and Savior, we then become that model, that example, that demonstration of what happens in our lives for our children because we have chosen His way of doing things. Therefore, as our Heavenly Father has written already the days fashioned for us, for them, when as yet there were none of the days yet, because we had not been born yet. However, because He is God and He knows all things and He is everywhere and in one place at the same time, and He's all powerful, He already has in His book written the days fashioned for each of us when as yet there were none of them. This has a caveat. The revelation in this is that only when we do things according to His way of doing things, will that unfold in our lives, the purpose that He has for each of us. We need to be in relationship with Him through Yeshua, through Jesus, the Messiah, through receiving Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah, as our Lord and Savior, and beginning to walk through His Word in this journey that each of us walk, getting closer to Him through sitting under leadership that has integrity and character according to His Word, who rightly divides His Word of truth. Through Bible study, we sit. Through preaching, we sit and we hear His Word. And it's by the hearing of His Word that our faith increases. And we begin to study His Word, to memorize His Word, to ponder His Word in our hearts. And over time, as we continue to choose Him and we continue to apprehend the time that's necessary to be able to foster, to nurture, to maintain an intimate personal relationship that He desires to have with each of us, then over time, it no longer is my will be done or our will be done. It becomes His will, your will, O God, be done. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God's word says out of Romans 12, 1 through 2, New King James Version, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Out of Young's Analytical Concordance to the Bible. The word holy, as in that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God. That word holy is meaning separate, set apart. That you present your bodies a living sacrifice, separate, set apart, acceptable to God. That word holy means separate, set apart. Therefore, by becoming holy unto Him, that is, separated unto Him, that is, set apart for Him, we become transformed. Transformed into His way of doing things. Because as we take in His Word is a living Word. His Word begins to wash us and transform our minds into His way of understanding, His way of wanting to do things, which is not our way. Understand, our way is the fleshly way. His Word says, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Understand, loved ones, it is only when we make that choice, number one, to receive Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah, as our Lord and Savior, or return to Him if we've drifted away from Him, and repent and recommit ourselves to Him and learn His way of doing things, that will unfold the purpose that He has for us in this earth realm. Understand, loved ones, this is a purposeful design. Not only have we been wondrously and marvelously made, we have also been given, each of us, a purpose. That is, by purposeful design, has been custom created for each of us by our Heavenly Father. Look at it as each of us are a thread. And our Heavenly Father is the designer, is the weaver, and He knows what the overall design looks like. And so each of us are a thread that He purposefully and intentionally, with His wisdom and His all-knowingness, weaves into this perfect design that He has masterfully created. The end result being the bride. God's word says, just as Christ loved the church and gave Himself for her, that He might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that He might present her to Himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. This is the purpose of the purposeful design, that He, Yeshua, Jesus, shall receive the bride without spot or wrinkle, that our Heavenly Father has purposefully, mindfully, thoughtfully, and wondrously created through His word to be received by Him. This episode concludes season 3. However, I will be returning with season 4 beginning Thursday evening, May 9th, 2024. Until then, feel free to go through the previous podcasts. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. God is real.